I'd like to call to order this meeting, regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors meeting on this beautiful but hot Thursday, July 11th, 2026.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Director Cho, Director Lopez Garcia, and Director Fordella are absent.
Would you all please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Fordella are absent.
All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the consent, we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Do I second?
I'll second it.
All right, thank you, Director Torlakson.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Fordella are absent.
Okay, perfect. There are no presentations this evening. Moving on to the General Manager's report. Good evening, General Manager.
Good
to see you.
Chair and board members, and happy summer.
Happy summer.
The state of the district presentation will not be presented until July. I did not include this on our monthly agenda to ensure that ample time to fully share the presentation and engage with our community.
Perfect.
I attended the Capri Conference May 27th through 29th, and I'm pleased to announce that the Ambrose Recreation and Park District was recognized for outstanding performance. And this achievement reflects the dedication and hard work from the amazing staff that we have. Oh. So I'm very proud of this accomplishment.
Wow. They don't just hand those out.
No.
That's for safety. And like, come on, that's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The Ambrose Aquatic Center is now open 7 days a week, 12 to 5, and our swim lesson program has almost reached at full capacity, and our summer camps will begin next week. And we had a wonderful day today, a lot of attendance. Ambrose Center remains very active during the evening hours with our Junior Giants program going now. We have our teens that are out of school, so the teen center is very active. We have our youth sports programs going on. And additionally, the Bay Point Youth Academy is getting ready for their graduation ceremony on June 30th. The Ambrose District Community Benefit Agreement, the CBA panel, discussion for a marathon grant application is scheduled for June 26th, so we made a final interview on that.
Oh,
nice.
We are hopeful that this opportunity will provide additional sport amenities at the Ambrose Park for our youth and our families. The Resilient Hub program is expected to provide a presentation next month regarding the outcome of the community's study and assessments. So they will present that at our next meeting. Final project renderings and construction timelines for the green infrastructure projects are anticipated to be presented within the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. And last week, I attended a code enforcement meeting at the new Contra Costa County Fire Protection District right in Concord. It's absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. During the meeting, the Clearland property was discussed. Mm. The Contra Costa County Fire Marshal expressed concern regarding open flame cooking. Activities during the current fire high season. They're very nervous about that and the potential of liability exposure to the district. Representatives from the Public Works and Contra Costa County Health recommended temporarily closing the property to mitigate potential risks and liabilities. Okay. Staff recommends installing a temporary orange safety fencing, posting no trespassing signs until a long-term plan can be determined. Now that we're finalizing on the green infrastructure, we are hoping to get coordinate the parking lot so we can provide a Thursday food truck type of program for accommodating existing vendors to continue providing services to the community.
Here.
Yes, here. So
that'd
we're trying
be a lot
to come
safer.
Up with that date. I have
yeah.
to wait to see if they're going to start construction on this next month
okay.
or how it's going to work when we get that. We do have a plan that we want to provide to those vendors. We will present it. We will have flyers for them. We will give them the county expectations to have it here. They want everybody to be permitted, and then we'll go from there. If it's food truck or plant sales or whatever it may be.
Okay.
So we're hoping on that. I want to let you know that Phil Lerma has retired.
Yeah.
We want to thank him for his dedication
yeah.
for the years
oh.
of service. He's retired due to some health issues.
Oh.
We do have two new part-time, Angel and Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alfredo's out right now for the next couple weeks for some health issues as well.
Oh.
So these two new people are very, very busy, especially on a hot summer day in Nine Parks.
Yes.
So, but we do want to thank Phil for his years of service here.
Did we send him anything or any?
I did, yes,
okay.
I did.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And as representative from me, but I know he knows that everybody really appreciates it.
Yeah.
And I do want to have it on record that he was appreciated.
Yes, he is. Is that it?
That's it.
Do you have any questions or comments
yeah.
for the general
manager? Who retired? I'm sorry.
Phil Lerma, he's the one that does the pool, the one with the goatee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's right. been here maybe 8 years.
Yeah.
Is around 8 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Director Torlakson?
Well, I'm so happy with the report. Especially on what's going on with the Clearland property, we'll get that, dealt with. You're planning it on a Thursday and not on a Saturday, because I see them on Saturdays. So.
The thing about Saturdays is our parking lot, we do have rentals here, quinceañeras,
yeah.
weddings, different
okay.
things, and our parking lot is so full. I don't know how we can accommodate room, but I'm also looking for other places. I do want to go work with the code enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting as I bring my next report of what we're doing and see if there's any property that we can regulate a little bit as a team in code
mm-hmm.
enforcement
mm-hmm.
to provide this for the community.
Okay.
So this is the first phase. I mean, we just, they basically looked at me and said, you are liable for anything that goes on there. So
okay. And when is the information going to the people over there?
I'm not putting this fence up until I have kind of more information to move
okay.
forward with it. I want to get signage. I wanted to present it to the board know, get signage. They're going to be out there a little bit more the next couple weeks. I'll let them know that this is a liability to the district, and then we'll move forward on it.
Awesome. I also enjoyed reading about what's going on with the teen center, so
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate all these detailed and with pictures and all that, and just let them know, our staff, that they're doing such a great job. And these additional events like the Father's Day art workshop that just popped up, that's exciting. And I see that the boot camp is doing well, so
well.
it's
yes.
there now, so that's awesome. So all kudos.
And I do want to say, if you go out in the evening, we have a group training in basketball. We have a trainer out there. We have a soccer group that's practicing out there. We have the Junior Giants here. You probably saw our teens last night had a water fun day there. The boot camp was out there. There is so much going on in this parking lot. It's just amazing. It's just great to see the people come to this community. The parks, the last couple weeks, the parks have been so full. We've done record numbers already at the pool this year.
Wow.
It's the Pittsburgh pool. It's not open during the week. The Antioch Water Park is closed for the summer. So we are the pool of the area, and for East Bay Regional Parks, they are grateful that they have this opportunity to be here. And it's so sad because a lot of the guards from the other communities are calling, looking for lifeguard jobs.
Oh.
They had planned on working in the summer, and,
yeah.
and we, since we have contract with East Bay Regional Parks, if I had another pool, I'd keep it going, but I don't.
Yeah. Once enough.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, When you discuss or nights that you might be presenting this space for the vendors, if it has to be Thursday night, okay. But, Thursday nights during the summer in Pittsburgh, they have it's a concert night, and in Todos Santos it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that would split some of their some of their community that might come out and buy from them. So maybe we could pick another night than Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Just so they can get the maximum number of people.
I would like to have a discussion with that. One of our board members, and kind of once we get the timeline of when the parking lot is available too. I don't know if they're going to work at nights or on weekends. They're going to try to mitigate disturbing our businesses as they're redoing this parking lot. So I don't know the full plan.
Oh, got it. I see what you're saying.
So I do have to wait to see, because I don't know how it's going to affect rentals. I don't know how it's going to affect the programming. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll know that in about a month and a half.
And then also, because attendance at the Clearland property has gotten, there's more vendors and more people. I don't know. I just feel like if I was one of the vendors there, I'd want to know as soon as possible that that might be ending, because maybe they have other opportunities that if we didn't tell them right away, they would pass up. So I don't know what, you know, we may not have all the facts now, but we know for sure that that will be ending. So I just think it, just from my perspective, I don't know if you guys agree, but I would want to know as soon as possible, just so I could plan my life.
My thought process on the next 2 weeks when we tell them it is closing, when we get... Yeah. To be honest with you, I do not have staff right now to put around dispensing and things.
Got it.
And we want to wait for signage. I think we would tell them that this is what we're planning. You're right.
Right.
Because we won't have anything still in stone. Mm-hmm. But let them know that if they're interested, I would get their information. Mm-hmm. And I would personally contact them and let them know what's going on.
Right.
So I'm just not going to say,
we're giving you a heads up. Yeah. You know, this is what's,
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I totally agree.
Yeah, it's gotten pretty popular. Well, thank you so much. You know, I appreciate everything that you guys do. All right, people, moving on. No legal report. Moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out or submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. All right, General Manager, the monthly maintenance report.
Yes. There's going to be some changes that have happened this week that I'd like to discuss. First of all, Owls Lane, nothing to report. Ambrose Center Park infield soil was placed on the infield, and it's been lined, and it looks so professional. Mm. It's wonderful.
Nice.
Ambrose Park and Aquatic Center. Let's first let you know that the security cage was installed in Bear Cave electrical box, because we found out they were still getting electrical through there.
Oh, really?
Yes, on the bottom. So that's been fixed. The pool was calibrated for the season, but our sump pump, it says their repair was done. We had the black water removed and had someone come in, cleaned it. It was turned on, but we couldn't see if it was, you know, pumping at the time, because there was nothing in there. So as the sump pump was being used, we realized that the pump was on, but it wasn't actually pumping the water and the black sewage out. So we have to, tomorrow morning, we're having the black water removed again. I bought a new pump today. Mm-hmm. That will be installed tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So we have to, you know,
make it fast.
Logistically get this work. And then it doesn't affect the pool or anything. I mean, it takes a good week for that sump pump to completely fill up. But we need to take care of this. This is, I know, an expense, but that sump pump was the original sump pump from when that pool was originally
1940
built.
Sump pump.
Yeah. They did, I believe, replace pumps, but it's not what they call a zero gravity. It has to be pumped out, because it's lower than where the pipe is, so they have to pump it up to it. Now, I did find out the new restrooms are on the proper drainage, black water drainage system, but that is not. The warehouse is included in that. The showers, the restrooms, backwash, and things for the pool all go into that sump pump. So that'll be repaired tomorrow. A new park and nothing to report. But we did have a lot of vandalism on back up on the Ambrose Center. We had the restrooms in the backside tagged pretty good this week, but we repainted it. Boger Park, all sprinklers were inspected for leaks. We lowered the water, it was around 10%. Mm-hmm. Green Meadows, nothing to report. I did talk to Trina that that bill was a little bit higher, but realizing that that was the bigger, the 3-inch pipe instead of the 2-inch pipe. So those rates go up in the summer. Lindbrook Park, we will be resurfacing the basketball court in July. It is a process, they sand the top and they recoat it. We are going to, like I said, put a gravity resistant type paint on it. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that will keep the graffiti, depends what they use, graffiti off of there. The tables and the benches were painted. Trey Wins, nothing to report. And Viewpoint Park, nothing to report.
Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. What say you, Director Garcia?
Thank you.
Nothing? Director Tollickson?
Yeah, well, the Baypoint Garden Club was at the Ambrose Park last week, and it was really good. There was a guy who was cleaning up every time I would see him there, one of those new guys, and he was very, very, I would say, looking at everything. He's very vigilant about what he's doing. I noticed, though, that because I had my little grandson, and I was thinking the playground might need something for smaller kids. Right now, I mean, my grandson's a little tall already, but I'm just saying that it's a little bit on the older mm-hmm. kind of playground. So if we get some money later on, maybe we can improve that part for younger kids. It's good for, like, I would say, 7-year-olds.
And a 7 and a, it's a 6 and a.
Yeah, but there are a lot of small kids over there because uh-huh. one of the Tina's grandson was there too, uh-huh. and he was 2.5. So they were all having a hard time climbing the playground. But yeah, we had a great time. The bear cave was really good. We actually used the electrical box.
Yeah, no, it works.
It works.
We turn it on, and what happens is we turn off when you're not there.
Okay.
Well, they found a way to pull the wires out and still get power from under there when we have it turned off because there's a live wire.
Yeah.
So we have fixed that. So, and we don't want anybody getting hurt as well.
Yeah. But it did help us because we had music and, you know, if we didn't have this.
They both had their own.
It was a party because of the music.
Yes.
Yeah. And, so I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, I don't have anything. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. All right, moving on. Consider approval of the 2026-2027 Engineers Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions and approval of Resolution Number 25/26-03, intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Parks Assessment District. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Madam General Director. General Manager, I mean.
Yes, this is the time, though, that if there's anything that you saw or were concerned about, one of the things that was brought up is under district history, on the latter part, on page 8, mm-hmm. under the assessments, talked about the addition of the parks to our district. And one of the thought is talking to them and adding that in our district history because it should be on history of the district.
On the website.
On the website. Yes. Not on the website.
It's on the website now.
It's on the website, but adding it to our assessment.
I think it's here.
It's in there, but it's not.
But
on,
it's not under.
Oh,
history.
It's not on the history. It's on the other portion.
Correct.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. I saw
we
it.
We'd like to talk to them about addressing it, getting our history like on the website.
Sounds good. Well.
Do you have any comments or questions, Director Garcia? Director Tollickson, any comments or questions?
Well, again,
the map.
We were hoping that we could get a map with actual names of streets, like a more specific map, or, you know, like it ends on this street and it ends on this street. Didn't we talk about that before?
Yeah, because they included a street that's not even there anymore.
She discussed that, both Jessica and myself discussed, and she said she would do that, so we'll add that to that.
Okay.
Yeah, they need to look at the street over at, add the names, but they need to look at the street over near Memorial Way. The through street over to Leland isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
She will be here for the public hearing, Kathy, in July as well.
Do we want to mention it then or ahead of time?
We'll probably just do it.
Ahead of time?
Now, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they'll have it ready before then.
Yes.
An amendment.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
So at this time, Lori, other than these questions that we've brought up, is there anything else we need to do on this item?
We can consider approval of this with some changes, like
so.
The street, yes.
So my right hand gal here.
I'm right
she'll,
here.
She'll call it out as with the
I move
the
we approve the 2026-2027 engineer's report as presented by the Community Economic Solutions with the changes that were mentioned in our meeting today.
I'll
including the map,
and you
including adding the history of the additional parks into the history, and what else?
Those were the two.
And then approval of?
And the approval of what?
Resolution.
Oh, it's in a different one.
No, it's in the same one.
And approval of the resolution, where? It's only here.
No. Here.
Oh, you're reading from something else. I'm reading from the. Okay, and
it's hard to stump her.
And approval of resolution number 25/26-03, intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Parks Assessment District.
Thank you, Director Felixson. Do I have
a second?
Second
that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Felixson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Fardell are absent.
I'm never letting her go. That's all I've got to say. Okay, moving on to C. Consider approval of resolution number 25/26-04, ordering even year Board of Director elections, consolidation of elections, and specifications of the election order. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time on this item? All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. All right, General Manager.
So this resolution is a requirement if we want to elect. We want the election of our board members to be included in the ballot for November. For our district, the board will also approve the specifications of the election order. And the only difference from last election is the candidate statement is limited to 250 words and the cost the estimate cost is $416.
So it went up.
Yeah, it did go up.
Did the number of words become less?
I think the number of words are the same.
It's just the amount went up.
Yeah. As a prior election year, yes, the candidate would pay estimate $416 if they wish to have candidate statement published.
Mm. So this is approximately $14,000 if there are other people that run. And on the past, when they don't run, we just pay for the paperwork, which was like about $400.
Right.
So it all depends. The amount, $14,000, is depending on who votes, the amount of people that vote. Mm-hmm. So we really don't know how much.
So for the past three elections, we were able to keep the $14,000.
It was actually like $300 because no one ran against.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments or questions at this time?
No. As soon as we approve this, we have to go to the county now and do our own thing.
Not until July.
Three seats open for terms to end 2030 and then one seat to expire 2028.
So I have a question on that. How do they pick whose term ends in 2028? Is it the least vote getter? So in other words, let's say you have the four highest vote getters. They're going to get a spot. Is it the person with the least amount of votes that gets the 2028 slot?
I'm not sure how they determine that, or if they go, maybe if you already had your seat and you continue to keep the seat, you will be the 2030 and the.
I'm just curious. It's not going to make a difference.
Right.
Just going
to
run, but I'm just curious how that works.
Well, this is what I think because Director Fardella came in the middle of the term of Director
Eduardo
Torres. So I think he's the one who's going to have to finish in 2020.
But the thing is, but the reason why,
right.
It could be, but the reason why
you.
I don't, yeah. So if nobody runs against us, yes, that would be him. But I'm saying, let's say there's 10 candidates and not all of us are the top four.
Yeah.
Then who gets that one? I would say, I would think it's the lowest vote getter.
I don't know. I'm not.
Is there a way to find out?
I can ask them.
Could you?
I even can ask, like, are we sure there's going to be one 2028 and the rest are 2030? He's like, yeah, one will be only.
I'm just curious.
But yeah.
I mean, it's not going to change anything on how I do my business, but.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm seeing from other elected positions is that if you remember Alex Padilla, he was nominated by the governor. So he was on the ballot twice. He was, he's going to run to continue the term, and then he's going to run again for a full term. So you had to check him twice.
Right.
I think, so that might be something. I don't know. So
I don't know.
Ask about it.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is when he was in, because I was curious if he extends it out, and he says because of exactly when he took over,
right.
If it was a month later, it would have been very different.
Right, I remember you saying that. It's because it wasn't a full year. If it had been a full year, then he would have assumed the rest of Eduardo's term.
Correct.
But because it wasn't a full year, he only got to until the next election.
Mm.
Okay, just curious. Okay, I don't have any questions myself, so do we have a motion?
So we have to just approve it. I move we approve the resolution number 25/26-04 ordering even year board of directors election, consolidation of elections, and specifications of election order.
Do I have a second?
Yes, second.
Thank you, Director Torlakson and Director Garcia.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Fargell and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Okay. Don't let me forget to sign everything tonight. Okay. All right. Moving on to public hearing. We are considering adopting the general operating budget for fiscal year 2026 and 2027. I think I need to formally open the public hearing at this time. Jess, do you have anything to present?
Yes, I do want to note some changes to the budget, which I highlighted in blue.
Yes.
All the red is the same as the last meeting. So the changes on the income would be the increase in property taxes. I did increase by $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we will no longer be taking from reserves. So
okay.
I took that out of the income.
Thank you.
For the expenses for medical insurance, since we did have that change in full-time staff from his retirement, the medical expense will drop a little bit since. The change in full-time staff for maintenance workers, wages will go down as well, so I decreased that one. And I believe that was it.
All right, so since this is a public hearing, do I have any member of the public that has any comments or questions on this item at this time? All right, I'm closing the public hearing and bringing it back up to the board. Do you have any comments or questions for Dr. Schwartzen, any comments or questions?
I do want to know what are we planning for the 80th anniversary event that would cost us $6,000?
Yes, we have not. We were, last time when we discussed it, it was a barbecue at
mm-hmm.
Ambrose Park
mm-hmm.
with entertainment, but we have not, there's no outline at this point.
Yeah.
So it's not for the anniversary isn't for the full 6,000. We use that account also for anything that goes over the Keller Holiday Grant. We put in that account as well.
So it could be more or less?
Mm-hmm. Probably less, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And will it be open to the public?
The anniversary?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, my thought is that in the next couple of months, it's such a busy time for our general manager right now and the staff. But, you know, maybe September, October, something like that, we can bring it back up to the board again and we can talk about maybe doing a separate subcommittee, or we could talk about just in general terms, what we could start doing. You know what I mean? If there's anything.
I do not know that Erica gave him this responsibility. His junior Giants just kicked off this week. Mm-hmm. That's next on his list to work on.
Yeah.
Get some ideas so we can present it. But yes, he's working on that.
Because my idea with the having a new emblem, a new logo designed, you know, I was talking to somebody that works for Contra Costa Water District, and they were saying, like, they're working now on their calendars for next year. Like, it takes that long, and I was thinking, you know, so if we start talking about this in September, if we want to put it out to whether it's the kids or anybody, we would want to give them enough time to come up with a design, and then we would... You know, you know what I mean? It could take months for that kind of, just that little detail. So,
right.
But I know you guys are like inundated. So, okay. So, that's
okay.
It.
I don't think we have to do anything.
We don't have to do anything. Right?
We vote.
She's like, we vote. Yes.
Okay. I move we adopt the general operating budget for fiscal year 2026-2027.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Thank you, Director Garcia.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Torlakson?
Aye.
Director
Aye.
Tyson?
Sorry.
Aye.
Let the record show Director Fardella and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Okay, there are no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. I'll give each board member the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Director Garcia, what say you?
I won't be here July and August.
Who's playing?
Because I'm going to the concerts, either one of them, Concord, or...
Okay.
But definitely the PhDs are playing
okay.
in July, and they're really good.
Okay.
So.
Just for priorities.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing, the other day I came to have lunch with the seniors, and I was walking in, and I looked towards... the auditorium and expecting to see, you know, one of the guys working. Well, I see our manager in a tank top mopping the floor with this huge machine.
Oh.
And I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm mopping the floor. I don't have anybody to, and I guess something was happening that night or something. I guess Delano's thing was the night before or something. But to me, it was really funny, but at the same time, I think that's a manager, that's what managers do. And I also wanted, as far as the young man at the park, Angel.
He was
wonderful. When I got there, he was helping somebody bring stuff in. I don't remember whom. So I'm going, who is this kid? You know, I mean, he obviously, he didn't have a shirt or anything. He was just working. And I'm going, God, he's really nice. He walked, and then he goes, well, I'll walk to your car with you so you can move your car and bring the rest. And I was like, anyways, later on, he introduced himself. So wonderful. And I just think that I know Jessica's here, so she hears us all the time talk about how much we love you guys and how much respect we have. I don't know if the rest of the guys. I know you probably have meetings, so... they need to know that they're appreciated from us, you know, that we see, I mean, you look good, but they also deserve to know, and I don't know if it gets down to them.
It my end, that's one thing about the staff, I be sure that they hear every positive, and, you know, sometimes not so positive, but everything that everybody expresses, but every single one of them are amazing. I did go to Angel several times, and I said they, you know, done such a great job. And I got them work shirts today.
Good, finally.
Yeah. So, I think it's very, very important for you to understand too that all this is not me. It's not just. It's an entire staff.
Yeah.
That this award is an accomplishment for the entire staff.
Right.
And we're really lucky to have all these young people work for us because mm-hmm. they're always learning and they can move up. They know the job, they know the community. So they need to know that we want you to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, it is good for them, but it's also good for us. You know, they need to be, you know, I know that salaries and all that, they go by it, but I think it's important that they know.
Get what you give, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Well said. Director Trollickson?
Well, in my 20 years of being a board member, this is the first time I had a picnic at the Ambrose Park with the Bay Point Garden Club. It's our very first picnic, and everyone wants to make it an annual now. Oh, dear.
That's great.
So, because they sure had a wonderful time, and, you know, the staff was really good. You were there in the beginning, and they were, like, so impressed. The general manager welcomed us. So we were like, wow. Anyway, and really appreciate you mopping the floor, too. You're not supposed to do that, but, you know, you're there for the job. So thank you very much. I had to do this fraud risk questionnaire, and I just realized I think we should have staff who are working with money, anyone who's working with money, to get some sort of an online class. Mm-hmm. I remember when I used to work with UC, and in my job, I had to work with money, purchases, all that stuff, and I had to take an ethics training myself. And so I know the general manager gets ethics training, but I think the staff who at least uses, you know, they have to hold money or whatever, should get some sort of ethics training, even if it's just online. The thing that we took was only a 2-hour ethics training, but it makes me feel good that I could say I got ethics training. And it also, I learned some stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm not supposed to be doing that. I thought I'd be able to do that, you know? So I think it would be good if we have something like that.
The hard thing is I have some people who works 3 days a week and 2 days a week and 1 day a week. So I have a lot of little part-time staff for the 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them only work maybe 22 days the whole summer. So
so maybe just even Jessica.
Yeah.
You know, so she also has something in her list of resume, I took ethics training.
Yeah.
Right?
How do you do that?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not saying that no one's unethical, but it's just nice to know that. Because the questions that I received, I was able to answer them, but I would have felt better to say that our staff, all of our, you know, the staff that's dealing with money and all that, are able to take some training.
Well, I have the ethics training.
Yes.
So
Capri requires board members and supervisor positions to do it. Yeah.
So I do. So, and I train them with the money. So I try to.
Oh, so you give them training.
I give them the training.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. Because in concessions and at front desk, I handle it. And then I also do get the certificate of food handling certificate.
Okay.
In the concessions. And that's just an hour thing. But I do require them to do that because that is the health of our community and the people that they serve. So that's very, very important. But I do train them on the money. The very first day, I'm there the whole day.
Oh, good.
That they are working.
Well, I'm glad to know that, because when I asked Jessica, I'm like, oh, we didn't have any training. But
yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. One more thing on your list of things. But thank you.
Yeah, I think that was in the personnel manual, too, that we went over.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just want to point out, I mean, it's amazing to me when you think about the fact that we only have 6 full-time staff and we have a number of part-time staff, what we are able to accomplish. And, you know, like you said, you saw Lori cleaning the floors today. She was, is it 6 or 7?
I think it's 7.
7. 7. You're right. 7. You know, she was the go-to person to get the water pump. You know what I mean? Like, she had to go all the way out to San Leandro. And I just love how our staff is so willing to go the extra mile when we have to cover for each other, and super appreciate all the hard work that both you girls do. And every single month I come in and I spend like 45 minutes or so with Jessica going over her budgets. And thank you so much for your time and your talents. I really, really appreciate it. And Lori, you know how much I love you. So we have an awesome, awesome staff. And I think we're doing some amazing things this summer. Every time I come into this parking lot, I totally knew what you meant early on. I'm like, what is going on tonight? Because it looks so fun. There's so many cars, you know? I want to get in on it, whatever it is. So.
And there's some exciting things I think ahead that are brewing, and I'm really excited to, you know, I don't know if anything will pan out, but there's some great grants and great funding we're working on, and we hope it's just to enhance this community and this district and with this board.
We're all pulling in the same direction. I love that.
Madam Chair, also wanted to share that I did attend this event. Only thing is that they started really late. So I wasn't there for all of it. But it was a good event. And it's funny because when I came in, I wanted to see his family, and no one knew who his family was. The people I asked, I don't know. So I'm like, but I'm sure they were there. Yeah, they were probably just late, yeah, or something. But yeah, this, it was a good event. Anyway.
All right, good people. Do I have a motion to adjourn to our July meeting?
I move adjourn to our next meeting
July. Thank you, Director. Do you have a second?
Wait a minute. I'm blanking out.
you have one more thing?
No. I move that we...
I just need a second.
A second.
She seconds. Thank you, Dr. Garcia. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Crickets. Okay.